32 yards on the ground. Third down, their offense was completely extinct. Just here to talk about, you know, how near of a it can never be perfect, right, for you, but, you know, how ecstatic were you about the way your defense went out and played last night?
Yeah, I would say two things, really. The first being that the two areas we really wanted to make sure we took care of were really, when it comes down to it, Walker and Charbonnet. You know, specifically in the run game, our gut was that they were going to try to get them going, especially with McDonald out. And we made an emphasis of it all week. And the guys did a tremendous job. And then third down, that was definitely an emphasis for us that we talked about all week. Our guys have been pretty good, knock on wood, in 2-minute red zone, you know, but we talked about situational football on third down. We had us having to be better. So they certainly took pride in that and got off to a good start. And then I'd say, like you're saying, like nothing's ever perfect. You know, the one drive we gave up at the end of the game, there's some self-inflicted things in there and obviously some calls that I can do better with. But, you know, that one kind of doesn't sit well with you. So, our whole thing was no more points, you know, on the sideline, and the coaches were emphasizing that. So that's an area where we feel like, you know, we can get better.
I asked Coach McDermott earlier about the impact of Rasul Douglas, but Baylen Specter, man, how stout was he, you know, playing yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, the thing that you had to deal with the Seahawks was their no huddle, their shifting, their, you know, check with me. We had a bunch of different things that they did, getting into empty, doing it out of it. So your operation, you know, as a defense was the most critical thing to start every play, getting us in the right thing, me getting the call in. And we had some things that we wanted to do based off what they were doing. And Baylen, you know, it was funny, me and Al were on the plane talking about it. Baylen did absolutely everything he had to do to put us in position to be successful. And that's a credit to him. And, you know, he's one of those guys that he just keeps getting his opportunity, you know, through availability. And he takes advantage of it almost every time. And you know, it's a credit to him. And you know, we talked about trust, I think, last week. And he's definitely earned our trust as far as that goes.
Absolutely. Tua is back. And, you know, that offense looked kind of explosive, you know, like they once were before, once you guys played them early in the season. But, you know, what is it going to be like again, locking horns with one of your best friends and Coach McDaniel there?
You know, they do a great job. Every time we play them, it's certainly a challenge. They do such a good job. They have reasons for things they do. You know, they can attack you different ways. So, look forward to going against Mike again.
I asked some similar questions to Sean, but just wanted to get your perspective as well. First on Greg Rousseau, you know, he had such a strong start to the game and has played well recently. What are you just seeing out of him this year as he continues to progress?
Greg, a lot of two things I say, you know, I've had the opportunity to work with a lot of really, really good players. And I think Greg's getting the mindset of the only person that can stop me is me. And that's really important. And whether that's factual or, you know, fictional, whatever that is, but having that mindset consistently is really important. And then Greg's a very good listener, and he executes what we've deemed as the plan. And I think that's showing to pay off. I think Greg knows what his fastball is and his changeup. Great pitchers only need 2 pitches. You don't need 7 pitches. And he's starting to really get into that, you know, groove of knowing what's his fastball and what's his counter. You know, so there's a lot of things that go into it, but he's a joy to coach. You see him consistently get better and affect the game. That's a big deal, just affecting the game. He's clearly done a good job of that.
When you talk about that mindset and him embracing it, is that something that, like, you discuss with him, or does it have to come strictly from him?
Yeah, one thing that we do here is we are constantly setting mindsets. Really important to start your week with a mindset. We kind of frame that on a week-by-week basis, But when it comes down to the individual player, you really got to frame their mind of how powerful it is to believe and that you are the best in the NFL. You know, and who cares what the statistics say? Who cares, you know, what accolades you get, all those type of things. If your mind is framed in that manner and it's constantly reinforced, you know, it's very powerful. Found that over the years, and I'm not going to say I took credit for it. A player here who's a veteran, you know, talked a lot about that with me at one point when they got here and totally bought into it.
And then jumping to Taron Johnson, just since he's been back, what has his impact been, both, you know, from a football standpoint, but then also just kind of some of the intangibles?
Taron's not a perfect football player. Taron's not, you know, we know the accolades he's gotten. But I was watching a film on the plane and I was just like, this dude is a dog. I mean, he is a dog. He can fit the B gap. He can cover a wide receiver man to man. He can blitz, tackle the running back in the flat, like we saw early. And, you know, I mean, you look at his stiff arm tackle he had when the running back bounced the one run to the defensive right. I mean, guy's a dog, you know, and I'm not setting expectations for him. I'm just saying what he's putting on tape, you know. So very intentional player, very prideful, and he plays the game the right way. He plays the game the right way.
Hey, Bobby, I know you just touched on the concentration of wanting to stop their running game, but the last 2 weeks, you guys have really done a nice job. I mean, yards per carry against compared to maybe some games early in the year. What has really been the difference the last 2 weeks, maybe versus leading up to this point?
Yeah, I mean, I think a little bit of it is, you know, I won't take it game by game, but there's a little bit of, I guess, With some of the teams we played, it's interesting. Like with some of the teams we played in the past, there was a little bit of change of scheme, and it's not an excuse. But there was a little bit of an adjustment period in there, and some fundamental things that we had to do better. Where if one guy is just where he's supposed to be, we don't have the results that we have, right? And you know, the one game we start with an 87-yard run, that's going to kill you yards per carry. Yeah. You know, so there's a lot of different factors that go into that. But I would say the consistency over the last couple of games, I think even if you go back to Houston, where our yards per carry was pretty good, you know, I think it's just guys doing their job and understanding how the puzzle fits together, you know, and what certain formations mean. What do they like to do with this style of running back? But so there's a lot that goes into it. I can't pinpoint it. We just put an emphasis on it. And sometimes it's as simple as going back to the fundamental style. And really, like we talked about earlier, kind of setting that mindset of this is what they're going to try to do, and we have to stop.
If my numbers are right, looking at the snap counts, look like you were in dime maybe 35, 40% of the game yesterday. Cam came in quite a bit. I know you play a lot of nickel, mostly nickel. You played a lot of dime this year. It seemed like you were more dime heavy yesterday. I know they were down a little bit, but that might have played into it. But you kind of just talk about the philosophy of going to that package and having those guys have to kind of fill their roles.
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons to do that, Sal. Yesterday it was just how the game played out. And that's all it was, simple as that. I think we ended up with 55 plays, maybe 53 gradable, excuse me, 52 gradable, but yeah, it's just the way the game played out.
And just real quick on that, with Cam Lewis, you know, he had to play nickel when Taron was out. What's it mean for him to be that dime defender, knowing the system the way he knows it?
Yeah, I mean, Cam takes on a big role for us. Cam takes on a big role, and it's not just on defense. He's on special teams too, yep. And that's not like a simple, you know, it's not just as simple as saying run down on a kick. There's, you know, or as a gunner, I believe he is on punt. It's not as simple as saying that, you know, you have all this defensive scheme and then special teams. It's just, there's a lot of things that stack up for him. So he obviously creates tremendous value for us. And you know, any player that can do that, you know, with that versatility really helps.
What do you think about your cornerbacks tackling yesterday and the season so far? Specifically, you know, obviously you mentioned Taron, but Taron, Rasul, Christian, and even Cam.
I'm in high favor of it, and they're doing a really good job as of late. You know, we have a couple things here or there, and the guys are intentional. The guys are intentional about it, and, you know, you never want to put bad stuff on tape. And we have a standard here where our corners are going to tackle. You know, you might watch in the NFL some corners that we're going to show up in a run game. That's what we're going to do. And it's been like that since I was with Sean in Carolina. And that's what we're going to do. And it's hard for you to play here at corner if you will not tackle.
Yeah. And then just as a quick follow-up, I mean, obviously, you know, not to take anything away from the coaching, which you certainly do work on that, but the priority that the whole organization has in identifying that, I mean, you knew Taron was a great tackler when you drafted him, and Christian too. I mean, just kind of like how much of it is, yeah, you can improve it, but you got to kind of have it first. What do you think about that from a player acquisition standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, you're either willing or you're not willing. Like, I look at it like this. You know, when it comes to tackling, A, you're either willing or you're not willing. And if you're not willing, you can't play. Like, you can't for the Bills. Maybe you can somewhere else. And then you look at it, you look at the type of tackler they are. Are they an efficient tackler or are they an inefficient tackler? If you have an efficient tackler, you're in a good spot. Willing, inefficient, there you go. And by efficient, it's do they get them on the ground? That's it. End of story. That's what tackling is. You get a player on the ground and the play ends. And then the if you have the inefficient tackler, now you can really look down at it and see, hey, maybe, you know, athletically, are they capable? You know, or athletically, are they capable? And not a great athlete. Well, if they're inefficient, I don't know how much better they're going to get at it. And then you look at it, well, they're athletic. So now I can take this, I can mold it. There's a few technique things, and now we're really cooking with gas. So that's kind of the way I look at it when I evaluate. But yeah, I mean, the number one thing is the willingness of a player to tackle. I mean, it is called tackle football. It is called tackle football.
With this week, I was curious how you kind of view Vaughn coming back and reintegrating him into the defense, and just what does that look like from your perspective?
Yeah, I don't think we'll skip a beat. You know, obviously we'll see how the week of practice goes, but, you know, we'll pick it up right where it left off.
And just from getting him back, just what does that do for the defense overall?
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously Vaughn's going to be wearing a gold jacket. He was off to a good start, and you know, we'll see where he's at. You know, I know he's been working, and we'll see where he's at. We'll get a good feel for it. And obviously, the more effective pass rushers you can have, the better off you're going to be.
And then I was just curious on a completely different note. I asked Sean how he kind of evaluated your play calling through 8 games. And I was curious to ask you about, he said good things, but I was curious to ask you how you would evaluate your play calling through 8 games and maybe anything you learned or picked up on or how you feel like it's been going.
Yeah. I mean, you get better every time you do it. I would give myself a D because that's the way I am on myself. And, you know, I can always get better. I can always get better. Once you stop looking for growth, you end up, you know, failing, you know. So I want to make sure I continue to grow and look at the way we're going about it. And, you know, there's so much more in play calling than it is just a call play. It's understanding what the offense is doing, how they've adjusted, how can I get the players going, how can I help get a player, you know, in a position to where they can be successful. There's so much that goes into it that I'm learning that Sean's been a great resource for.